Why is it important to go to Palestine?
I think, I mean, I haven't been. I'm the only one of us three that hasn't been. I think it's important to go because we can go, because there's a lot of people in there whose movements are restricted, and they don't, the walls are there to stop them moving, and we will have, in many ways, the ability to move either side of the wall, and that, you know, international passports, we can, so we can show support for people, show that there are people out there listening and thinking, and just, we're talking about bearing witness, just being there and seeing and taking energy there, and yeah.
I think, yeah, a part of going to Palestine as well is that in the whole thing about climate chances in the moment, they are not, I mean, the in the countries where they're not that developed or developed in other ways, and their concerns about other things that than we maybe are, so, but in the moment it's just so important for everybody to go and think those thoughts, and it's not like the you, it has to be explained from the people around, I think, from the people from outside to the Palestinian people, or just showed, like, and the cool thing is to go and show what we actually are thinking about the climate change and stuff, and not just give them a message or words. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the source of the project. The project is about going and doing something positive in Palestine. Not something that ignores the situation there, but something that recognises the situation there. And I don't know, for me personally, the situation in Palestine was the closest situation to us that so many different problems in the world came together. Where if we're going to make a change with the climate, which we need to do like now, straight away, not in a few years, but now, we've long ago run out of time, we need to stop fighting each other, repressing each other, having these fucked up situations where people don't care about something that happens in 50 years because they're too worried about tomorrow. And so it's, you know, that sense of scale's lost. I think going to Palestine was really at the core of going, and then it was like, well, we, you know, like Ben said at the beginning, we don't want to just appear from the sky and go, oh, we're just here to make children smile and put a sticking plaster over something. So we had to travel the way we are travelling for it to make sense to us, and for the sort of the low impact side of what we want to do to be real. You know, I got involved in Palestine in the first place because I really felt that I wanted to go there and help be a positive element in that situation. Because I think if we can unlock a key there, it's like, you know, it unlocks lots of other keys that we can move forward and sort of live positively rather than just obliterating each other.
I think our way of doing it, like going there for a long period, each place, like we're going to be in different places for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and just from experience, from being there last time in January when me and Matt went, I think there was a lot of times where I thought, oh, this is just wrong. It's just being a woman on the streets and go there alone. It's not like a nice situation, but. So going there for a longer time and trying to understand each other and being there as, not just as a foreigner, not just as someone with light hair or whatever, try to break down those borders and be there with people that maybe I don't agree with their way of thinking, but I still think that it's really important to go and support the people that don't have their own choice for how they think a system should work, like, yeah, and they really don't have right now. It's like the whole oppression just gives them absolutely no choice for making their own decisions.
The most basic things.
Yeah.
On how to get from one point to another point, which kind of mirrors the consumer. You know, you open a door and bing, you're in China. Bing, you're in America. You know, and they cannot travel physically between their father's house and their mother's house, you know, we were talking last night, weren't we, about sort of breaking down barriers and breaking down walls and getting rid of borders and just coming together in sort of social ways, like how women are treated there by people who are oppressed themselves, in physical ways by the wall, in terms of how we collaborate, that we're going there to be open and to learn as much as we're going to bring.
You've never been there?
No. I've obviously, from showing interest in this project, I've started to take more notice of things about Palestine and look out for them. And these guys brought back photographs and video footage of places that we are going to be working with, theatres, theatre in a refugee camp that we're going to be working with. And you get a real sense of what to expect. I mean, in many ways, not. And that's why to go there to find out, to see what to see how you can continue to live as we want to live and work as we want to work and see how that can relate to other people and the ways they're thinking about their day-to-day life, and yeah, having just taking positive ideas and messages and a thinking that can be good for everyone. Well, I don't know.